you moderated a discussion about nuclear power in America.
Right. And,
but this was back in 2009.
Right.
What's happened since then? And is there a nuclear renaissance going on? Could there be?
There could be. Well, it takes a long time to get a nuclear power plant up and running and built. It takes over 8 years to get them built. There are a lot of environmentalists who say, look, this is our best option. You know, we have to do the Faustian bargain. There'll be nuclear waste. There'll be possibility that it leaks out to terrorists. But what's the other option? You know, we've now passed over no tipping point in the environment where there's nothing that we can do that would stop us from continuing to warm up.
Is there another milestone or is this it?
There'll be other milestones. But this is, you know, if we stopped emitting carbon today, the oceans are still going to get warmer. They're still going to acidify. The climate's still going to change because we still have this other stuff is still going to stay in the atmosphere for a while. I think we're in a paradigm shift that it's even hard for people who don't believe in global warming to look at the evidence. There's an old legal phrase, res ipsa loquitur, the object speaks for itself. And the Earth is speaking for itself now. It's saying, you know, look at the intensity of these storms. The heat in the atmosphere helps create that intensity, and it's hard to deny that now.
In the state of North Carolina, science tends to get politicized.
Really?
Yes, we're negotiating
no
about
kidding.
Does sea level rise
really?
Exist? Yes. So you've been following that.
Yes, I have. Yes.
How does that happen?
You know, I've been trying to figure out when exactly was the moment when science, the whole climate thing got politicized. And I recall being in Washington. I worked at NPR in Washington back in the 70s. And I remember when Jimmy Carter put solar panels on the White House. We had just come out of the Arab oil embargo. The president was into, you know, alternative energies and saving energy. And he said, as an example to the country, we're going to put solar panels on the White House. And people were very happy to see that. And then when Ronald Reagan came in and he wanted to change direction, one of the things he did was take the solar panels off the White House. That's my own little bias, but I think at that moment was created the politicalization of the environmental movement.
Are you ever worried about taking a position on an issue and, again, finding yourself in a political situation instead of a scientific
yes.
discussion?
Yes, I try not to get into a political situation. The closest I come to this, and people on the we will have a discussion, we'll talk about the environment. I'm not a politician. People will say to me, what can we do? What do we do to change it? And I'll say to them, look, depending on how you feel on either side of the issue, you have the right to vote because some of these people in office have no idea how science works. I had an interesting discussion with Jane Lubchenco, who is the outgoing head of NOAA. And I said to her, you were a scientist for so many years. You're still a scientist. Now you were brought into the White House, into the administration. What was the most challenging part? And she said to me, I'll tell you one story. I was up on Capitol Hill. You know, NOAA controls the weather satellites, and they die. And we need to have new weather satellites. They wear out. And I was talking to a congressman on the committee that would appropriate money for us. And I said, could you, you know, we need appropriations for a new weather satellite. And he looked at me and said, well, new weather satellite? He said, why should I give you money for new weather satellites? I can get all the information I need from the Weather Channel. You can't make this stuff up.